Good morning, I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Some talented young adults struggle to find their niche. They may be pretty smart, but still flail in school or have trouble working in a professional setting. Families with resources usually find ways to help their sons and daughters connect. Kids from less affluent families can be stuck, even though there are many jobs they'd be good at and many businesses that need their talents. Year Up is a national nonprofit that connects young adults aged 18 to 24 with training and a business internship designed to put them on a path to a career. Year Up's Professional Training Corps in Baltimore launched in 2010 on the campus of Baltimore City Community College. After an intense year, 9 out of 10 Year Up graduates are employed, earning about $19 an hour. In a few minutes, we'll meet a graduate, and later a business manager who works with Year Up. But first, Roland Selby, Executive Director of Year Up Baltimore, is with us. Welcome to On the Record.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
What does this intense year consist of?
It is consisting of class study at Baltimore City Community College. It consists of personal coaching with staff members. There's a mentor program that we blend in for our students when they go on internship. And then there's the internship. So we're taking a year to fully prepare our young adults so that they are knowledgeable, they have the hard skills, and they also know how to comport themselves in a work environment.
What are the areas of study?
Cybersecurity, information technology, which includes help desk and desktop support, and business operations.
And who are the young people you're aiming for?
We call them opportunity youth. And the definition of opportunity youth are young adults between the ages of 18 to 24 years of age, with a high school diploma or their GED, and that they are currently underemployed or unemployed or not currently enrolled in college. That's the young adult that we're serving. And they come from Baltimore City, Baltimore County. They come from as far as Prince George's County and Frederick County. We're looking for young adults that have the desire, they're hungry, they want to do more, they have the capability, they're coachable, they exhibit grit on a consistent basis, but they just need an opportunity to show what they can do and get gainfully employed. So we're working with employers locally that are taking in opportunity youth and investing time and resources in them to hopefully open up a door for them and be a new employee at that company.
And it's free. Year Up is free to the students.
Correct.
And they're actually paid a stipend while they're doing this?
Correct. So most of our students qualify for FAFSA. So they'll apply for the financial aid. And those students that do not qualify, for whatever reason, Year Up pays for them. We provide the stipend to help and initially make sure that they have enough money to put food in their belly and also to ensure that they have transportation or can afford transportation. We also have discounted bus fare and passes that they can use. But the stipend is simply to help make ends meet because they're with us for almost 8 hours a day. So they're not able to work a full-time job. Part-time is even difficult. What we're looking for is the young people to understand that they're paying us with their sweat equity, the hard work that they put in order to be successful in this program. That's their payment. That's the cost to them.
This is On the Record on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cass speaking with Roland Selby, Executive Director of Year Up Baltimore. And I want listeners to meet one of Year Up's graduates, Fatma Abker, who graduated this summer and now works at Southway Builders, a construction company. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me.
You told me that when you heard about Year Up, you had taken engineering classes at University of Maryland, Baltimore County for 3 years, and it was not going well. What was going on, and why did Year Up make sense for you?
I was just having difficulty doing well on exams. And as you know, with college classes, exams are almost worth 70% of your grade. So despite how much homework you do, how much class time you attend, how much, you know, you go for tutoring or support or office hours, if you're not able to perform well on exams, then you're not passing your class. And then you're in this loop of taking a class and repeating it and taking a class and repeating. So after 3 years, 6 semesters of that, I kind of got fed up. Like, I don't know what to do anymore studiously. And before that, academics was never an issue. So it just didn't make any sense to me and what the issue was. So I was like, okay, maybe I need to take a pause on this. And that summer, when I made that decision, I wanted to look for other opportunities to kind of be out of the books and maybe get my foot in the door somewhere and just get some hands-on experience in anything. And that's when I stumbled on Year Up.
How did you stumble on Year Up?
As I was struggling during these 3 years, my dad used to always tell me about this one boy, a family friend that he knew about, who was working in the government now in cybersecurity. And he used to tell me, you know, he's really good at cybersecurity. And even though he didn't finish degree, he got this really good position and role. And he's going up in that position, even though he didn't finish his degree. And so it just never made sense to me how he did that. So I kind of like scoured through his LinkedIn and was trying to figure out maybe what experience did he do to kind of build and get to that level. And I found Europe on his LinkedIn.
And so you decided to pursue it.
Yes.
Roland, is Fatma a typical Europe student?
She's typical from the perspective of the grit, the determination, the willingness to do more to get ahead. Absolutely. Each one of our students, and we serve over 200 students a year, 240 this year. We're looking to grow in about 2 years. Each student has a different story. So they're not typical as saying there's a common thread outside of their determination, their grit, and the fact that they're 18 to 24 years of age and currently unemployed or underemployed. Maybe some college, a number of our students have attended college, but they couldn't afford to continue. We've had students who were athletes and they were injured and they lost their scholarship, or academically they were put on probation. There's barriers for them to go back to school if they don't have the money to pay for the tuition. We're an option for them. And also what we're doing is we're looking for the student that has that acumen that they want to do more and that they are quick learners, because each industry that we serve has a different skill that they're looking for. So we're also sourcing students based upon how they fit with cybersecurity, information technology, or the business operations.
When I asked Don Fry, the CEO of the business group, the Greater Baltimore Committee, about Europe, he said businesses have a constant challenge finding workers with skills.
Sometimes it's strictly what are referred to as the soft skills or the career skills, and that's just showing to work on time, dressing appropriately, treating your colleagues with respect and dignity, things of that nature. But there's also just sometimes a gap in what the skills that people are getting while they're getting education or career training and what actually the employer needs.
Roland, how does your work on soft skills?
Soft skills are probably taught from day one, every day of their 365-day journey with Europe. We have what's called interactives, and interactives are like role-playing or sometimes just games that reinforce a certain behavior. We have Friday feedback where students are able to give feedback to each other so they can strengthen the skill of receiving feedback and not being defensive, but also being able to give feedback, which is objective and based on observations or facts versus feelings. So we're working on so many different levels. There are also emotional intelligence component to the training that we do as well. So people understand, you know, anger management, how to work effectively on a team. Things that you may take for granted, but we're actually teaching to make sure that, you know, they're getting specific best practices in the ways that they are presenting themselves in the workplace.
Fatma, you are nodding vigorously while Roland Selby is describing this. You strike me as an extraordinarily poised young woman. Would I have felt that way if I met you a year ago?
Not necessarily, no, just because I used to shy away from opportunities. I'd prefer to just be alone or not necessarily interact much. And literally everything that Roland mentioned is just, it was like a flow of like memories of what the experiences that I've been through.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast. We're talking about Year Up Baltimore, a nonprofit that connects young adults who need opportunities with businesses who need talent. Baltimore Year Up Executive Director Roland Selby is with us, and Fatma Abkar, a new graduate. And I want to meet a business person who's involved. Tina Ferrandi directs the IT Security and Operations Program Management Office at Laureate International Universities. She's joining us by phone. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Sheila. Thanks for having me.
Why does it make sense for Laureate to be involved in Year Up?
So Laureate has a mission of being here for good. And that really aligns perfectly to Europe's mission of closing that opportunity divide in the community. And then our students and Europe students as well use their education and they go out and they make significant contributions to their communities and to society as a whole.
So how long have you worked with Europe, you yourself?
I've worked with Europe 3 or 4 years.
Roland, what do other businesses tell you about why they take part in Europe?
You know, it depends on what their specific needs are. Some corporations come to us as a pipeline of diverse talent. Others have a gap that they can't fill for entry-level roles. So, for instance, one of our corporate partners launched a new call center, and part of the challenge was finding the right people to come in with that customer service acumen. And so they relied on us to help staff almost half, if not over half, of that customer service class. So they're looking for specific gaps to be filled. And that's really where we fall in. Our niche is almost being staff augmentation. Once we know what a company is looking for, we're able to help identify the right talent, prepare them properly, and then have them ready to be deployed in 6 months.
So Tina Ferrandi, I assume you have been working with Year Up students who are focusing on cyber or IT or both?
I've worked a little bit with everybody from cybersecurity, IT, as well as the business operations concentration.
How many altogether have you worked with?
Oh, I would say 8 to 10 probably total over the last several years.
So tell me what you do with a Year Up student who's with you. What is this internship like?
Well, they come in and they're very well prepared when they come in. They're excited to experience new things and get to work. And we usually have a job description that we provide to Year Up, and that gives them and the students an idea of what they would be doing here on a daily basis. They've done everything from service desk activities, distributing hardware, working on service tickets. My team in particular, we've had them do some project management coordination, some procurement activities, and just help the organization across the board.
And some of these have turned into permanent employees for Laurie?
Absolutely. I have a young gentleman on my team right now that I hired in 2018 directly from his internship, and he's done an amazing job. Continues to grow in his role and take on more responsibilities. And throughout the organization, we have 4 other former Year Up students that we've hired between 2017 and 2018 that are among some of our best performers.
What is it do you observe in Year Up students that makes them good performers?
I think a lot of it has to do with the training that they get. As Roland said, it's pretty intense. They learn how to dress professionally. They learn how to act professionally. They learn the soft skills. They come in here, they're motivated to do the work. And that in turn, you know, lets us see their motivation and their drive. And sometimes we forget, being in the workforce for a while, what that's like to be on the starting path to your career. So it brings us that sort of insight and the experience through their eyes as well. So we learn from them.
Fatma, your specialty was one that Year Up isn't pursuing anymore. It's construction supervision, right?
Construction management.
Why were you interested in that, and what was your internship like?
I was interested in construction management because I felt like it was the closest thing to what I was doing before, which was engineering. I chose engineering because I just wanted to be out in the field and not necessarily always in the office. And so construction management was just that perfect home run for me. And that internship was just amazing from day one. The company, thankfully, that I was with, Southway Builders, took me on and told me, I asked them what expectations do you have of an intern, and they said, you know, the same expectations as of a full-time employee. And they treated me exactly the same as they would a full-time employee and allowed me to ask as many questions as I wanted. And despite the, you know, because obviously my background is not in construction management, the holes or gaps that I had that somebody else wouldn't, they were very understanding about that and very kind about it.
And they have now hired you as a permanent worker?
Correct.
What's your title?
Project engineer.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Rolanda, as we said, students don't pay to take part in Europe, but the kind of intense work you do with them costs about $20,000 a year. Where does that come from?
The corporate partners are our biggest source of funding and financial support. Our corporate partners will pay a corporate partner fee, which will sponsor a student for a year that will cover their 6 months of their preparation, and they will also be assigned to their company for their internship work. What we're looking for is when they're on internship, they're working there for 36 hours a week. Some companies expect 40, but as a part-time employee, they're doing the job that, you know, this job description is looking for. So they're almost like on a six-month interview so that the employer knows exactly the personality, how they fit in with the team, their performance, so they're able to make an intelligent and informed decision when they make the job offer to them.
But what I'm trying to understand is, given those kinds of costs compared to other kinds of job preparation and training, is Europe always going to be a fairly small program? Is it feasible to scale this up much?
It is feasible. It's really built upon demand. When I started in 2015, we served 80 students a year. And since 2015, we've grown to serving 240 students per year. And it's all because of demand from the market. So we have organizations that have been a partner with us since we opened our doors in 2010. What they're looking for is more Europe students. So we're able to grow because our students that have come before FATMA did such an excellent job that the company wanted more talent like that.
Tina, how does it look to you? Do you see a bigger appetite for Europe graduates?
Absolutely. To be able to help them out in closing that opportunity divide for them, helping them gain the experience in the workplace and make such a positive impact in their communities is wonderful, but we're getting benefits from having them here. You know, we get to coach them. We learn about our own onboarding processes and other internal processes that we get to see through their lens coming in, you know, to a completely new environment. And it really helps us learn by having them here. And hopefully it turns into a hire for us.
Fatma, how do you see your future?
I see it in one aspect as continuing to be a continuous ambassador for Europe in helping close the opportunity divide. And on the other end, just continuing to add value wherever I am, because that's what I picked up.
Well, I'm grateful to all of you for talking to us. Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Sheila.
Roland Selby is Executive Director of Year Up Baltimore. Fatma Abker is a recent Year Up graduate, now a project engineer at Southway Builders. Tina Ferrandi directs the IT Security and Operations Program Management Office at Laureate International Universities. At the On the Record page at WIPR.org, we have a link to more information about Year Up Baltimore. I'm Sheila Cast. Quick break now, and then a Stoop story. Stay with us.
This is the On the Record podcast, a service of Your Public Radio, member supported 88.1 WYPR. You can support this podcast and everything you hear from WYPR. Become a member. Come to WYPR.org and click the donate link.